So Jared has a seven-month-old, right?
He has a seven-month-old. Got three kids.
Three kids. Christmas is coming up. He's going to be over there.
Christmas is coming up.
That is just going to kill you as a dad.
It's tough, and they're getting ready to redeploy some more National Guard. I saw that, too. But, you know, today is Veterans Day. I'm so glad that we're on the air today on Saturday. I'm so glad we're doing a Saturday show because it is Veterans Day today, and we get to celebrate it. And what we're going to do when we come back from break, I have to tell you this show that Paul and I and my mom saw Thursday night. Now, let me tell you what we saw, because we're going to interview the actors right when we come back. It's a show called War Bonds, and I had seen it advertised in the Tryon Daily Bulletin,
mm-hmm.
you know, world's smallest daily newspaper.
Right.
Published continuously since 1921.
Yep.
I'd seen this ad that it was going to be playing at the Isothermal Community College Foundation Auditorium on Thursday, and I thought, what a great birthday present for my mother. And what it is, it's a cabaret type show where they read letters, actual authentic original letters from soldiers in the Second World War, and then they put it to music of all those great songs from the Second World War, like White Cliffs of Dover and I'll Be Seeing You and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. All that stuff came out during that time. So I thought, my mother was raised in England, and she was living in London during the Blitz and went through all that, and as a young girl, all her memories. And it was just the greatest show. It was just wonderful. And it was in two acts, and the first act was 40 minutes, and it just blew past. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And it's a husband and wife acting couple, Serena Eberhard and her husband, David Zanbrunnen, mm-hmm. I think is how you pronounce it. And he was wearing a soldier's uniform, and he would read the letters. And then she comes out, Anthony. She is adorable. She is 5 feet tall. She reminds me of a very young Holly Hunter, you know, just short and feisty.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to take her home and eat her up. She's so cute. I'm not kidding. She is adorable. She just comes out, and she's in this blue outfit from the 40s with a little blue hat on the side of her head. And she's singing, and she's throwing back her shoulders, and she's strutting herself. You know, she's just adorable. So after the show, I met her briefly, and then I called her. It was very difficult to track her down because they're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the booking agent, and they immediately gave her home phone number. And I thought, oh, you're very good with security. And so I call her home number, and I get her mom on the phone. And her mom was like, well, I think they're up in Raleigh, but I can tell you how to. And then that phone disconnected.
Oh.
And then I sent her an email, and then my email was returned to spam. And I thought, I'm just never going to get them. And then she called. Somehow she got the number after all, and she called me. So I said, listen, I would love to interview you on my show because it's going to be Veterans Day tomorrow. And I would love our audience to hear some snippets of some of the songs you do and some of the actual letters that soldiers wrote so people can truly remember those who served on Veterans Day. And I want to send as many people to see the show as possible. They tour all over with it, and people should see it because it's perfect for the whole family. It's terrific, especially if you have relatives that fought in the Second World War. They will just eat it up. So we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll be interviewing Serena and David. Okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Funny Farm. Happy Veterans Day to you. And right before we went to break, I was talking about how I took my mother and Paul to see this fabulous show that was locally up in Forest City, actually, North Carolina, called War Bonds. And on the phone right now, we have the two actors and the musical director. We have Serena Eberhard and David. Tell me how to pronounce David's last name.
Zanbrunnen. Good morning, Pat.
Zanbrunnen. So you're a nice Welsh lad, are you? It is Julie. Julie, what is your last name?
Lauren.
So you were the one playing the keyboards.
Yes.
Yeah, the great thing about the show is that it's such a simple set. You know, they've got posters from the Second World War, loose lip sync ships, that sort of thing. And then Julie plays the keyboards off to the side, and Serena comes in, and David as well. And the show, from what I understand, David, was it inspired by a letter that you found that your father actually wrote?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be able to interview my dad with about 20 hours of videotape, and 4 hours of that was actually memories from his World War II experience, and I got that done before he died. And the letter that's actually in the show is among one of several letters that he wrote home to his parents, and was published in the Salisbury Post in Salisbury, North Carolina.
And I think we have that letter on the audio clip that you sent us.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, Anthony, do you want to play that?
We have a Nazi concentration camp here, and it is the most horrible, revolting sight possible. It is impossible to imagine the atrocities that have been committed, the filth that the inmates died in. Huge stacks of nude bodies lay all over the grounds in various stages of decomposition, filling the air for miles around with a terrible odor. We could smell it from miles away when we approached it, and then with the scared German villagers professing that they never knew what was going on. The barracks are huge affairs filled with bunks. In each and every bunk lies a body. Nothing more than skin and bones. It was fully 5 minutes before I realized that 50% of the bodies were alive. The only indication of life was the feeble movement of their lips. Private First Class Chester Zumbrunnen, Salisbury, North Carolina.
When you have something like that, which is so moving, that's he was actually in the camp and finding the bodies of the Jewish prisoners of war. So you have this letter, which is so moving. How were you able to take this? Because that's the part of the show that is very moving and touching. And the show takes you through all these different emotions, love letters, humor, and then this great depth. How did you find a way to balance that and then say, okay, how do we lift the show from here? How do we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to take on that one, Pam. This is Serena Ebhart. We have always wanted, well, I've always wanted to do a cabaret of the 1940s music. It's just, I feel like I was born in the wrong era. Those songs are so text-based, and they really reflect what was going on in the time, and I've always loved that music. And then when David found these letters from his father back to the family, it just sort of all of a sudden everything came together and we knew what we had to do. And this project has been so much more than us. We've sort of just been conduits for it.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed other relatives and neighbors who had their experiences in the war. We were privileged to get permission from the Oral History Project at Rutgers University to use the stories that they had collected from veterans. And everything just began to fall in place. We organized the songs in chronological order. They tell the story of the war. We organized the letters in chronological order, and we just instantly had this piece that seems to be speaking to a lot of veterans, not just from World War II, but of course the World War II veterans themselves. And we didn't write it as a political statement. We wrote it to honor veterans and share stories and show the effect that war has on relationships, and so we don't really know how it works, but it seems to work.
Well, and that seems to be, doesn't it? I mean, you hear people that write great masterpieces musically or great literature, and they say exactly what you say, that it just came to us, and the pieces fell in place. So is it because of that that you truly feel like you're on a mission with this show?
We do, and the responses that we get, you know, half of the show is after the show. It's the people we meet in the lobby. We find that with this show, it's not enough just to take a curtain call and go back to our dressing rooms and load the show out. We really feel compelled to go into the lobby and listen to the stories of the veterans who are coming out of the performance. And they stop and they tell us their stories. We've had some magical experiences. One gentleman in South Carolina, we did the show in Walhalla, South Carolina, and he asked us to wait at the stage door so that he could go home and bring us something. And so we loaded the show out, and when he came back, he had brought us his uniform. He said he didn't have any heirs to give it to, and he felt that perhaps we could use it and use it in a way that would pay tribute to veteran service. And so he gave us his uniform, and of course we were all crying.
Of course.
Everywhere. But we've had people send us their letters and tell us their stories, and that for us is as much of the show as the show itself.
Well, and I know from talking to you last night, Serena, that all three of you feel that the world is your stage, and you will take the show anywhere. And it's such a wonderful show. I know that you do a lot of schools. I mean, to be able for children and teenagers to be able to hear the actual letters, for example, David, from your father, it's so alarming and profound when you hear that letter that your father writes upon coming into the concentration camp and seeing the victims of the Jewish prisoner of war. That stays with you for the rest of your life when you hear it.
And very similar to what Serena said, while this project has really become bigger than us, I'm not sure that we realized really what we were getting into, and certainly a great deal of inspiration comes from my father's letter. He was a very angry man when they came upon those discoveries of the camps. But if anything, particularly when we come to the students, because the students see a great deal of a pretty strong relation to what's going on in the world today, particularly with some of their relatives that are veterans or serving right now. But if anything, we try not to take an opinion or give an opinion or a viewpoint of war in this piece. If anything, we're actually celebrating the triumph of the human spirit in very trying times.
Well, that's exactly the feeling I got. I felt there was absolutely no political statement whatsoever. It was just honestly portraying people who had actually written letters. And what I loved about it, too, was the history that you show from the beginning of the Second World War all the way through. And, for example, there's a song that we'll play here, Rosie the Riveter, that one of the songs that Serena sings is Rosie the Riveter, and that showed how how women changed so dramatically when they were asked to go out and help support the war by working outside the house. And it was the first time really in history that women had this, I guess, opportunity, and they were no longer the housewives staying at home and cooking for the kids. They were earning a job. It was their own money, and they could come and go as they please, which did not make it easy for when their husbands came back home. And, Anthony, do you have part of that?
I worked the midnight shift as the tacker, welding together seams in the hulls of ships destined for war. I felt like I was building a ship to bring my husband home. I imagined a ship bringing him home, took care of the baby on $42 a week, and put his government allotment in the bank. I didn't know if he would come home with both legs, an invalid, or healthy enough to work. But by the time he returned in 1946, I had saved $1,800. It certainly gave me a different perspective on what I could do. Cady Grant, a Rosie the Riveter.
This is just adorable.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter.
I just think that is adorable.
That when I took the job, I would never be the same. She said, you know, you never want to go back to being a club woman again. Well, at the time, I didn't think it would change a thing. No, but she was right. It definitely did. At Boeing, I found a freedom and an independence that I had never known. After the war, I could never go back to being a housewife again. When I knew there were things that you could use your mind for... The war, well, it changed my life completely.
You know, and when you see that, and it's just a lovely, lovely show, and it's I guess you would call it a cabaret. And tell me, your next performance is going to be in King, North Carolina?
That's right. Tonight we're at King Elementary School in I think it's north of Winston-Salem in Stokes County. The Stokes County Arts Council is sponsoring this show. For information, there is a phone number. It's 336-593-8159. I don't know how their box office is doing. I don't know if they're already sold out for the performance. It is a big day today, but tickets are probably still available, and the show starts at 7 p.m. tonight.
All right. Well, and if anybody wants any more information on the show, it's called War Bonds, and Serena and David's website is E as in elephant, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, B as in boy, ebzb.org. And you can see a demo reel from War Bonds, and you can also find out how to book the show. And I think everyone should see the show. I just think it is terrific. You've got a great voice, Serena. Julie, you back her up and play beautifully. And David is marvelous as he brings all the letters to life. So thank you so very much. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much for your support and kind words. We don't know where this will go, but we're certainly glad to honor the veterans. We would not have the lives and the fortune that we have today without their service.
And thanks for coming, Pam.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thanks for putting on such a great show. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll take a break here. We'll be right back right after this.
More Pam Stone Show, coming back next.
It's the Pam Stone Show.
107.9, the Lake Carolina Weekend Weather.